Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, a subject entered a business on the 1200 block of 5th Street in Eureka. The suspect pushed an employee aside and took an undisclosed amount of money from the business. Fleeing on foot to the southwest, nobody was injured in the incident. California Highway Patrol received multiple reports of a reckless vehicle driven by a DUI driver in the McKinleyville area Monday afternoon. As the officers were searching the area, CHP dispatch began receiving reports that the Chrysler had collided into another vehicle on US 101 near the Mad River Bridge. 25-year-old Marcus Combs, age 25, was transferred to the Mad River Community Hospital and arrested and charged with multiple felony DUI, including evading and resisting officers. Combs was booked in the Holt County Jail. He was also booked for a warrant for an armed robbery. Felony hit-and-run charges are being filed against passenger 28-year-old Christopher Sanchez. The driver of the victim vehicle sustained minor injuries but was not transported from the scene. Yesterday morning, the victim of a vehicle theft contacted EPD to report that he had received a phone call from a relative concerning the possible whereabouts of his stolen vehicle. The relative believed he may have seen that vehicle parked in the Humboldt County Library parking lot. Officers responded to the library's parking lot, and they did see the vehicle. It was westbound on 3rd Street. They followed it and made an enforcement stop at the 400 block of H. The driver, identified now as 36-year-old Stephen Alvarado, was taken into custody without incident. He was booked in Humboldt County Jail on a charge of possession of stolen property. The stolen car was returned to the owner. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help regarding a man suspected of assaulting another and causing injury during a physical altercation at the Brass Rail Bar in Redway early yesterday morning. Sheriff's deputies contacted the victim and his brother, both visiting from Washington, D.C., and they told the deputy they were drinking in the bar when a man they had just met hit one of the visitors in the face with a pint glass. The glass shattered and caused several lacerations to the victim's face. Investigators are not releasing the suspect's name until they can confirm the suspect was on scene, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Several environmental groups have filed a lawsuit against the planned Willits Bypass project that would construct a highway around the city along Highway 101. The bypass will be a 6-mile-long, 4-lane highway around Willits to ease traffic congestion in the center of town, but the environmental groups argue that the project will affect more than 100 acres of wetlands, and Caltrans has refused to consider a smaller 2-lane plan that would avoid building in sensitive areas. Work on the bypass is scheduled to begin in October, and the lawsuit seeks a preliminary injunction to keep the work from starting. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Officers from the county's drug task force served a search warrant at a residence in the 2400 block of Elizabeth Road in Fieldbrook Monday. Officers were led to the residence by tracking a package in the mail. It contained $5,000. When they knocked on the door, they were greeted by 32-year-old Matthew Bingston. Officers detected the strong odor of marijuana and obtained a search warrant. During the search, officers found 4 pounds of processed weed, 5 handguns, and $22,000 in cash. Officers seized the money for possible forfeiture, and Bingston was arrested, booked on possession and cultivation charges. The Fortuna Police Department conducted a DUI and driver's license checkpoint in the 1500 block of Main Street over the weekend. Officers screened nearly 500 vehicles and administered field sobriety tests to 3 drivers. None of the drivers were arrested for DUI, although 3 others were taken into custody for driving on a suspended license. 35-year-old Terrell Little of Bridgeville was also arrested for felony child endangerment and for possession of a controlled substance. With KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.